Welcome to A Girl, A Guy, and a Buffy podcast, Small Bites edition. I'm your co-host, Kate Balzer.
And I'm Charles Swint. So our Small Bites episodes are discussions we had in the main episode that didn't quite fit the overall conversation, but we still wanted to share with you all.
We hope you enjoy these tasty conversational bites. We promise, no angry puppy scars from listening. Yeah, so I found a good list in Wikipedia. They had a whole entry on like 1990s fashion, but then they had like a subset of teen fashion, and then within the teen fashion, like subgenres of the teen fashion, which I didn't delve into that as much. I just kind of wanted to capture like an idea of what was like common fashion being worn by like a majority of teens during that time. So here's like just a quick list. Short alls. So that falls, I mean, granted, Buffy was wearing full overalls, but right there, we got short alls. We got
short alls.
She's in there. We got flannel shirts, because obviously, like, grunge was huge. Athletic shorts. And I would just say, like, athletic wear. Well, track suits for athletic wear, which I totally like. The pinstripe down the side. That's, like, so, like, Spice Girls. That's, like,
yes,
so 90s to me. Dress shorts or Bermuda-length shorts. High-waisted ankle-length jeans and pants, plain or pleated. Oh, God, save us from pleated pants.
Oh, pleated pants are the leggings.
Worst. So, like, obviously, leggings have, like, way come back in style.
Y'all.
Those in the 90s.
I have bike issues shorts. With leggings,
I totally remember the bike shorts.
Issues with leggings. I have a... Leggings are not pants, y'all. They're just not... I will stand by that. I know I'll get tons of hate about it, but leggings are not pants.
Yeah. So bike shorts, stretch pants, and stirrup pants.
Oh, the stirrup pants.
Stirrup pants. Which was actually more like late 80s into the early 90s, because I was definitely doing those in like middle school. Oversized shirts, sweaters, and sweatshirts, slouch socks. Striped tube socks, sometimes folded down at the top. Body suits as tops. I 100% remember that. That was like huge. I totally remember that. Jogger pants and turtlenecks. And then like some of the popular brands were like Keds. Definitely had Keds. Yep. Converse, Chuck Taylor.
Yep.
Ballet flats and boat shoes. And then some of the popular stores were Gap, Urban Outfitters, JCPenney's, and Kohl's.
So Kate, what was your style in the 90s? Like, what were you?
I didn't really have much of a style. Like, I cringe to look back at some of the photos of me at that age. I mean, I definitely, you know, did some of the like grunge adjacent, but that was just kind of like, because that was what was available. I don't know, just like fashion was not like, I wore clothes to wear clothes. Like, I wanted to feel comfortable and cute, but, like, I didn't really have a sense of, like, what style was. Because, like, none of my friends wore it. We weren't, like, girls who wore makeup. We weren't girls who, like, it was just, like, have on a, like, comfy, cute outfit or, like, whatever you feel comfortable in. And that was, like, it. I mean, you got dolled up for, like, a dance, but that was, like, that was it. And honestly, my friends in college were sort of the same way. Nobody was, like, you know, wearing makeup every day. Like, makeup was like if you went out. So I probably didn't start developing like what I would consider a conscientious style until you know, like I got into my 20s and 30s. Although I will say part of it, as having been like most of my life a plus size person, there was lack of access to fashion. I mean,
yeah,
I didn't have many places to shop. So it wasn't like I had a choice. I probably put where I would put style was probably like in shoes and accessories, because that like didn't have a size limitation.
Right.
Whereas like I just look at what is out there nowadays and I'm so thrilled for people of larger sizes, like that there's so many more style options that you can, you know, you can go with the preppy look, you can go with the punk look, you can go with like whatever it is, like you can probably now find something like in your size, which I think is like people do not understand how lucky they are in that aspect. So how about you? What would you say? Did you have a style?
Oh, you know, not, I don't think intentionally necessarily. But I did, I mean, I think I oscillated between like preppy and a little grunge, which is where, like, especially in college. Like, I remember in college, I was for, I would say probably high school, I was a little bit more preppy, because I loved me a sweater vest. Loved
I
me a
kind of
sweater
vaguely
vest.
remember
I,
that.
you know, I live and die by a sweater vest. But I did, like, in college, especially because, like, we were in theater classes and, you know, you have to do movement exercises. And so I wasn't trying to, like, dress up for stuff. I wore a lot of overalls. You know, we're talking, yeah, 97, like, in college. So this is, like, early days of college. Tons of overalls, lots of flannels and, like, graphic tees. I would walk around with, like, the flannel wrapped around my waist. Some combat boots. For sure, like my Doc Martens. I'd rack out my
Oh
Doc
gosh, I left off
Martens.
Doc Martens. Yes, that's like a huge thing. Duh.
You know, and just, you know, and like t-shirts and jeans
Yeah,
with like
t-shirt
the,
and jeans were like
yeah, it was
classic.
super, and then overalls. And that the, I was, yeah, so I mean, but I could go preppy. I had some preppy clothes. But mostly when I got to college, I sort of went more. Want more grunge, like, you know, ripped jeans and all of that stuff. Like, my jeans all had holes in them and frayed at the bottom and just.
Well, you just reminded me, I was like a dance minor in college. So I was doing like a ton of dance. So actually, I was also mostly in like some sort of dance wear, whether it was like, athletic pants and a top or in a leotard or whatever it was. But yeah, I forgot about that. So like, same, like
Yeah,
running
I
from
had.
dance class to dance class, I wasn't necessarily like,
Right. I wasn't trying to get dressed up. I was like,
no.
I have like 5 minutes to get ready. It's time to
No,
go.
exactly.
Yeah, but I had a ton of flannels that I would wear all the time, and like different colors. I loved me a good flannel.
Yeah, that's what I definitely remember from that time period. I like mostly remember the flannel.
Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Just in
Yeah.
general, not even me specifically.
Right. Yeah, because flannel was everywhere. I'm telling you, but I do want to bring back the overall. I want a, I'm.
I feel like I see it kind of like come back every once in a while,
Yeah,
but
I'm really want to find a pair of like really nice overalls that I can just get into and be like, yep, here we
well,
are.
I feel like ever since at least the 1970s, there's always like every decade goes back like 20 years. So like the 70s went back to the 50s, 80s went back to the 60s. Definitely in the 90s, we went back to the 70s and disco area. So right now it's like time to go back to the 90s. So I'm sure overalls are going to at some point make a reappearance.
Bring back the overall.
I know. Well, I think what we obviously what needs to happen is that Sarah Michelle Gellar needs to post something on Instagram of her in the overalls with
And her
Kate.
comfy overalls. And then that will start the wave
And
because
that will
then
bring it
everybody
back.
will be like, Sarah's
She
wearing her comfy overalls. I need
is
to
a
have
fashion
mine.
icon in her own right, aside from
Yes.
like her character as Buffy.
Right. Ugh.
She has an amazing sense of style
Her
and I
looks
think
on
always have.
Instagram. Her looks on Instagram are amazing.
Oh my God, don't even get me started.
Like,
They're
geez,
so
yeah.
good.
Ah, geez.
They're so good.
Thank you so much for joining us for this episode of Small Bites. Let us know your thoughts about the episode by leaving a review or rating us wherever you listen to your podcast.
You can follow us on Instagram and Facebook at A Buffy Podcast and email us at abuffypodcast@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. Bye.
Bye.